Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This time tomorrow, we will be doing Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Go to Q39KC.com. A story here from the Kansas City Star. Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has been incredibly busy the past few years. There have been Super Bowl appearances, work on television shows. He also started a podcast with his brother, of course.
Might have heard of that.
Jetting around the globe with his fiance, Taylor Swift. Perhaps Taylor Swift. She was on Colbert last night. Perhaps that explains why Kelce apparently forgot to pay for a storage unit that he was renting.
My favorite story of the day.
A TikTok user named Lumpsterfire-Vulture has shared a number of videos that he says are from an abandoned storage unit that he purchased. Inside, there was a treasure trove of Travis Kelce items. Some are helmets signed by other NFL players, but there are also a lot of clothes, suits, shoes, including what appears to be a pair of Christian Louboutins?
Louboutin.
Whatever. A box in the unit bears a tag with Kelce's name, and at least one suit has his name on the inside. The biggest clue that the items actually belong to Kelce, a Broncos helmet signed by Von Miller with a message for Travis Kelce.
Okay, this is why this is my favorite story of the day. You are the one in a million person that buys a storage unit because it's been abandoned because nobody's paying.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're the one in a million person that you open that and there's actually something of worth in there that's not clothing and furniture and crap that no one wants.
Or dead bodies.
Does he not? Now.
No, the answer is no.
Scott?
No. Absolutely not.
I would immediately, this is Dana, immediately reach out to his representatives and say, oh my gosh, I bought a storage unit thinking there'd be maybe an old car in it or something. And it appears that everything in here belongs to you. Can you please get in touch with me? I think you would want some of this stuff back.
You can have it for $10 million.
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. No, I would not.
11.
I would say, Travis, you have done so many amazing things for this city.
12.
Take all of it. I don't want any of it. What?
Are you on dope?
However, if you would want to have dinner with me and Johnny.
Absolutely not.
And Taylor.
Fake dinner that he's forced to go to?
No, I will bring all of your stuff to a private room at, I don't know, 1587. Give you all of your stuff.
And then force you to have dinner with me.
Not even have dinner. Meet us for a bourbon. Meet us for a drink. That's it.
I'm going to force you to go out and have a drink with me in exchange for you getting all your stuff.
No, yes. Even worse, I'm going to force your fiance, because that's who I really want to see.
Because I am a great person. I'm a huge Chiefs fan. And I know every word to every song that she's ever sang. And I won't be weird.
I won't even ask
for an autograph.
Let me ask you this. You buy... Okay.
Maybe a photograph, not an autograph.
You buy the contents of a storage locker of which you have not seen what's on the other side of that door.
Yes.
Okay. And you get into the storage locker, and it is everything in there used to belong to a guy by the name of John Smith who lived in Grandview.
Right.
Are you going to reach out to his family or to John Smith to see if he would like his stuff back?
Well, is it... a bunch of old clothing and a couple of scratched records.
Well,
and
that's all that was in Travis Kelce's was a bunch of
clothing.
A box
from 1980. No, this is stuff that probably he would want and just forgot was in storage.
He makes a lot of money.
I will even buy the drinks.
Well, how generous.
You're welcome.
Here's the only reason. Here's the only time if I ever bought a storage locker, and I wouldn't. And I opened it, and there was evidence as to whom it used to belong to, is if I found medals from the military.
Oh, medals, sure.
Okay.
Or remains, cremains.
Or somebody's cremains. Or if there were old photo albums of this, you know, maybe they died, maybe they just ran out of money.
Sure.
Maybe they forgot, have dementia, whatever. If there were medals... including Boy Scout stuff, but definitely military, or a photo album, I would try to figure out where the family is and see if they want that.
No.
The rest of it...
I want to go back to Travis.
The gold, the car, the suits, they stay with me.
1587 is too obvious, and he's probably tired of going there. I would say, you pick the place.
I bet he's only been once.
We'll sneak in through the side door. I will not ask for an autograph. I won't make it weird.
This is a booklet of lies.
I'm going to give you all of your stuff back. But
it sounds like a fantasy to me.
If Taylor would want me to sing the entire song Cardigan, I will do it because I know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just do it because maybe she doesn't ever get people singing to her. She's always singing to other people.
You're sitting on a helmet signed by Von Miller.
I don't even know who that is.
He's one of the greatest defensive players in NFL history.
You know why Travis doesn't care about the helmet signed by Von Miller? He just pick up the phone and be like, hey, Von, I lost the Von Miller helmet. Can you sign me one, bro? And then I'm sure Von would be like, yeah. And he'll just send him another one.
Yeah.
How do we know it wasn't stolen items?
We don't.
No, but...
the reason I thought this was suspect, can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
When they went to sell the storage unit because no one is paid... did someone not look and went, oh my God, the person who's not paying is T. Kelce. And I would have thought the storage unit people would have divvied the stuff up themselves.
Rich people don't do it that way.
Rich people don't use their own
names.
It's
in an LLC?
It will be actually under a trust.
Called not
multiple LLCs.
TravisKelce.com.
LLC.
Yeah, rich people don't put their name on anything.
And I would say if you want to make a donation to Coats for Kids, we're gathering Coats for Kids.
You're lying.
I will not ask for an autograph. And when I felt like I was in
a I don't want to team up on you, Dana, but I don't buy a word
someone's
you're selling.
Bed.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's all I want. You put me on and
so
out. What is all that crap worth? You put that online, you're going to get
thousands.
A few thousand. I don't care.
Thousands.
It would be worth it. To sit down and have a drink with the two of them.
With Taylor. You don't even care about Travis.
Travis, you can just hang out. You don't have to say a word.
Here's the deal.
Be like, how about you, Taylor? How we doing?
You're basically, what you're really saying is, Travis, I will give you all of your stuff back.
Yeah.
In exchange, I want to hold your girlfriend, your fiance
no,
hostage.
They would end up being my friend.
I want to hold your fiance
nope.
hostage
nope.
in a restaurant.
They would end up loving me. They would be like, you know what? This is the best dinner we've ever had. You are so much fun. Would you like to come back to our house in Leawood? I'm going to be like, fun fact, I used to live right up the street from you.
I thought it was just drinks.
Well, that was after they invited me over because they're like, we did not realize how great this would be. Mm-hmm. I'm fun.
Okay. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is you're not Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift's brand of fun.
Oh, I completely disagree.
You would fangirl out.
I would not.
You
I would be like... don't blow this. I would not. I would be completely normal. I would be.
You can't be normal around the two of us.
Without any booze in your system.
You know.
That bourbon hits the lips. You're like, Taylor!
What was the inspiration for starting it?
So much, Taylor!
When you did Fortnite.
Would you just sing a couple bars? Oh, wait, I will.
What's Post Malone really?
You're right. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Taylor.
Did you write that for me? Because I felt like you did.
Dana, you.
Things are not worth as much as an experience. That's why we sent all of the kids with us down to Biloxi to spend a week with my mom and dad.
I don't dispute that.
There's nothing in the world that can buy.
I understand. What I'm saying is, how do I put this politely? Let's say Travis Kelce listens to this show.
Oh, okay? I love him.
And I don't know, or maybe Taylor, when she's in town, maybe pops on 98.1 every once in a while and just listens because she finds you or the show entertaining. Okay? Let's just say that just for the sake of this discussion. Mm-hmm. If you got in touch with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's people, and the deal on the table was, I'll give you all of this stuff back for drinks, I don't know how quickly they can text hell to the no,
no
back to their
no.
representative.
I feel like we have friends in common, you just don't know it.
From the text line.
Name one.
I cannot.
Dana, I know.
I love you, but do we need to go back to the Donna Kelce
Okay.
At the Super Bowl.
That's fair.
Or the time that she actually did run into Travis Kelce at Kelce Fest or whatever it was called.
Yes, it was Kelce Jam.
Out at Sandstone.
And I asked him something very important.
You claim to belong to a radio station that doesn't employ you.
It's 5 feet from here. And yes, we are all employed by the same place. Thank you very much.
Travis, 610 Sports.
Shout out to 610, baby. All the hometown. Man, it's been amazing, man. I can't wait to see what this crowd looks like.
Hey, I love the
it's going to be electric, man.
Happy birthday to my mom, Big Juicy.
Happy birthday, mama.
Yeah, you'd be perfectly normal.
Look, he was on the rope line. I was on the rope line. Asked him to say
happy
birthday, mom.
You were on opposite sides of the rope.
I was close enough.
There was a reason there was a rope.
The funniest part about that entire experience, if you ask the sports guys, is he did not talk to any of the sports guys. And when it was over, they looked at me and they go, seriously?
913-586.
Look, I've been jumping out of bushes way longer than you're alive. I'll get the interview.
The laugh at the end is the
if
best.
If I have to knock you down, Cody and Gold, I'm getting his interview.
He's at dinner for 2 hours, and this is all she says.
913-586-7798.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Is it finals week?
Yeah.
Maya already wrapped hers up.
Oh, yes. I can't believe you withheld that piece of information from me yesterday.
So Maya passed her pilot certification the other day.
Yay.
And I'm so proud of her.
So if you're a pilot, clear the skies over Warrensburg. It's not safe right now. I'm kidding, Maya. I love you very much.
Is that her private solo? What classification are we talking about?
You know, a lot of this stuff is way above
over
my pay grade. This is something that for her to graduate, she had to pass it. I know that part. Now, what this allows her to do, she could already, you know, fly solo and has been for over a year now. I don't know if this means that now she can put my life at risk.
Oh, I'd go up with her
in a plane
second.
As well.
In a second.
And she's like, I don't know if it's a double major or she's minoring in Spanish. But she leaves on Saturday with one of her classmates or a couple of her classmates for Peru. And we'll be in Peru over the Christmas holidays.
Good.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations to her.
And the school's paying every penny.
Well,
good.
Congratulations to me.
My buddy's coming back in town for the winter holiday, and I cannot wait to go back up.
Yeah, I have not flown with my daughter, but I really, in all seriousness, I really do look forward to it.
Do it.
I can't wait.
It's a blast.
I'm sure it is. DashMart, a DoorDash-owned convenience store, has moved its Kansas City location amid a years-long fight with neighbors and a legal battle with the city. The 24-hour remember, this was very controversial. It's at Truce and Brush Creek. The 24-hour delivery-only concept moved to the Manheim Park neighborhood on the intersection of Troost and Brush Creek. I beg your pardon. Now drivers go to the former Dollar Tree building at 46th and Troost to pick up orders to bring to customers. The DoorDash website says the DashMart location stock, quote, fresh groceries, household essentials, and more. It was previously located in the Longfellow neighborhood. In late 2024, a city inspector issued two city code violations that threatened to displace the operation in the Longfellow neighborhood.
Well, the neighbors didn't want it there because it was a residential neighborhood. We talked about this at the time, and they said the amount of traffic coming in, coming out, coming in, coming out, coming, that the neighborhood is not built for that amount of traffic.
Yeah, they argued, the homeowners on Home Street argued that the DoorDash drivers blocked driveways, increased the traffic, as you mentioned, played loud music at all hours of night, and caused fender benders. Neighbors had met with the police department, the city council member, DoorDash reps from New York before the dispute ended up in court.
If those neighbors now complain about proximity to a grocery store, I swear.
I doubt it. Because this was a case where it wasn't there, the neighbors were there, and then all of a sudden it became a DoorDash kind of one-stop shop.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Did you see who else is fighting a possible relocation of the stadium to...
I was going to get to that after 5:30.
Yeah, to the Sprint.
There's actually two entities that are not happy about the possibility
campus.
Of the Royals going to OP.
Oh, yeah, and one of them, when I first read it, I was like, huh. But then if you think about it, you would not want to be next door to that either.
So I was going to get to that right after 5:30, so hang tight on that. Soccer fans are accusing FIFA of a monumental betrayal after the latest prices for World Cup tickets began to circulate earlier today. Mm-hmm. The governing body is allocating 8% of tickets to national associations for games involving their team to sell to their most loyal local fans. And a list published by the German Soccer Federation revealed that the prices range from $180 to $700 for varying group stage games. The lowest price for the final was 4,185 games.
Wow.
The highest was 8,680. I don't know why we're saying, wow, this is bigger than the Super Bowl.
I was
that's,
gonna
what,
say,
that's what Super Bowl prices are.
What would
are.
You pay to go to the Super Bowl and then multiply that by 10? I thought they would be higher. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not. It's not my thing. I thought the prices would be higher.
So what people are all up in arms about is that FIFA had apparently early on said that they would make $60 tickets available. Currently, the group stage tickets are $180 to $700, okay, depending on the game and location in a stadium. Everybody's all up in arms because FIFA apparently said they would offer some tickets for $60. United States soccer officials said they would even, when they submitted their plan to FIFA years ago to get the World Cup here, they would offer hundreds of thousands of $21 seats. None of that is happening.
Did we really think it would?
No.
Okay.
No. But I told you guys this last week, and I stand by it. If you just want to say, when the World Cup comes here next summer, and it's going to be huge, and I know those of you who don't give a damn about soccer just rolling your eyes into the back of your head, this is going to be huge for our city, whether you like soccer or not. It's also going to be a little bit inconvenient. Because there's going to be, I think Kansas City is anticipating 650,000 people coming to town over those 5 weeks. 650,000 people over 5 weeks. If you're looking to just get into a game, just to say, you know what? I went to the World Cup once. It is the Ecuador-Curaçao game.
Yeah.
And I believe it's on June 11th, if I'm not mistaken.
Not for $180, I don't.
No, that's the one where I think the prices might be even lower. That's a yawner of a World Cup game. I can't think of any reason other than to say I went to the World Cup that I would want to go to that game.
And you would go.
I would.
I'm going to do my age-old trick of wait until game day.
Mm-hmm.
See what I can get.
913-586-7798. When we get back, semi-sports related, two groups are now saying, we don't want it here.
Not in my backyard.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Have you all noticed that since we talked to Busby, And Neville, you remember, was like in the shadows when we were having this conversation with Busby. We were joking and joshing and loving on Neville for how he says, Kimmy Smith.
Kimmy Smith.
Have you noticed since we have had that conversation, he has slowed down his KMBC 9 weather.
Disappointed.
Neville, no. Speed it back up.
Mm-hmm. You guys like to bully people into changing their sign-offs.
No, I know. We
bullied
want it
me
back
into
the
doing
way
it faster,
was.
And then you bullied me into doing it slower.
Well, yours was... you would sign off with Sam Stevie, KMBZ News.
No, KMBZ.
That was how I started.
Right.
That's right.
KMB.
And then I sped it up, and then you guys were like, it's too fast. And I was like, what do you want?
We want it done right.
We want it done back the way it was.
Yeah. And we need...
Neville, speed it up.
Yeah, I need to hear...
I need my Kimmy's weather.
Neville Miller, Kimmy's weather. Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man accused of killing Charlie Kirk, has made his first in-person court appearance today. He wore a button-down shirt and a tie. Following a judge's ruling to allow him to wear civilian clothing during his pretrial hearings, his parents and brother were in the courtroom, or are in the courtroom. I don't know if it's still going on or not, but they were in the courtroom today. Kirk, of course, shot and killed, sadly, in Utah on September 10th. And he potentially faces the death penalty if convicted. All right, let's go to Overland Park. A national affiliate of the local Jewish community center said it is deeply concerned about the potential new Royal Stadium in Overland Park. The JCC Association of North America sent a letter to Governor Laura Kelly expressing its concerns. Quoting here from the letter, recent reports about possible plans to build a Kansas City Royal Stadium adjacent to the Jewish Community Center of Greater Kansas City have raised significant concerns that we wish to share with you. The national organization said it has operated at its current location in Overland Park for nearly 40 years and has invested tens of millions of dollars toward improving and expanding its facilities over the past two decades. Yeah. They write, and I quote again, "We are deeply concerned about the consequences of constructing a stadium immediately next to the Jewish Community Center's campus. Multi-year heavy construction, traffic congestion, parking challenges, environmental disruption, public safety, and security risks would significantly compromise daily operations and access to essential programs for our members." Mm-hmm. We urge you to reconsider. Okay. They're not the only ones. T-Mobile says it will leave its Asperia campus location in Overland Park if the Kansas City Royals build a stadium in the area.
I saw this headline. I'm going to stop you real quick. Wouldn't everyone have to leave if they build that in the area? It's not like Royal Stadium is going to be there and then all 50 Sprint Center buildings are going to be. There's no way.
In a statement this week, T-Mobile said its campus near 119th and Knoll supports more than 3,500 employees and does not have room for both a professional baseball stadium and its workforce. T-Mobile's lease runs through mid-2029, but said its request for an extension was denied. Ooh.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
You can't have a vibrant business center over there. And I know that Sprint Center is not what it was, you know, with what
Sprint Campus.
Campus had its own zip code, right? Remember back in the day? Mm-hmm. Had its own zip code. It was so huge. It's not what it was, but you still have offices over there. There are banks and there are
Asperia.
And so can all of that be consolidated into one building? They knock down all the other buildings and put a stadium there? You can't have a stadium and all of those buildings. There's no room.
Says T-Mobile in a statement, "We love Kansas City and have been proud to call Overland Park home for nearly four decades. Our campus supports more than 3,500 T-Mobile employees with plans for growth and cannot accommodate both our workforce and a stadium. With our lease running through mid-2029 and our extension request denied, we'll explore new locations, preferably within the city and state, if the Royals proceed with continuing to work with the city and community leaders on a solution."
It was the extension that was denied through 2029. They wanted to extend to 35 whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, would coincide with the opening of a new baseball stadium.
Yes, it was. So they're just encasing it. They're basically saying, we're going to deny this just in case. Nothing's been inked yet, but just in case, we have to deny your extension. Now, give it another year. Maybe they'll come back and go, you know, Royals ended up going downtown to Kansas City, so would you like an extension?
Hmm. What does it tell you, though, that it was denied?
That there's so much money on the line, they are making sure all of their I's are dotted and all of their T's are crossed just in case.
Rob Brenton next door says the Royals are going to Overland Park.
No way. Does he really think it?
Didn't he say that the other day, Sam?
I said it.
I know you did.
I think they're going there, no question. We don't get a choice. See, and they've done a great job giving us this perception that we have some say in all of this. We don't get a choice. Doesn't matter. Once we denied paying for it, we lost all privileges of deciding where it goes.
Great point, Sam.
That is a really good point.
If we're not the ones paying for it, they're going to put it wherever they want to with little regard of how it's going to impact the area around it.
Well, and let's be honest, and I don't know why they did, but for whatever reason, well, the plans were vague. I do recall that and seemed to be rushed. But Kansas City voters resoundingly rejected an opportunity to keep both the Royals and the Chiefs. They said no. Go sell crazy somewhere else. We're all stocked up.
Well, I think that a lot of it had to do with both the tax debacle that was already going on in Jackson County.
Oh, I think that was a huge money. I think that was a huge part of it.
And then also, and I've never been able to get to the bottom of it, why it changed to the Crossroads at the last second, because the Crossroads was the least popular option from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they decided on the Crossroads. Like,
it was like 30 days prior, wasn't it?
I thought it was like 2 weeks before the vote. And we didn't even know the Chiefs' plans until 2 weeks before the vote. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs were like, yeah, we're going to build some more suites.
And an entertainment district, the idea of which I like.
The entertainment district is great. I think what soured a lot of people to the Chiefs' portion of the vote was the fact that they were going to be paying for something that they would never, ever, ever, ever be able to even consider enjoying.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, granted, the tickets are not cheap. But there are people, I know people, who spend almost all of their discretionary income
on the games.
On season tickets to the Chiefs.
I meant the suites.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was talking about the entertainment district and just going to a game. I love the idea of building an entertainment district around one of the stadiums out at the Truman Sports Complex. I think your better bet would be for the Royals to be your anchor.
You have to keep in mind, though, that initial proposal did not include an entertainment district. All it included was some covered walkway.
I know, but I think at the time, Sam, I'm with you, the debacle over the property taxes, like that request of voters could not have come at a worse time.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I know a lot that's wide open.
Where?
Shawnee Mission Parkway in
Oh,
a row,
please.
Baby.
Oh, please.
Shawnee Mission Parkway
there ain't gotta be
row.
Nothing there.
There was somebody on the text line a couple of months ago who threw out the idea of putting the Royal Stadium at the Mission Gateway Project site. There is not enough room. Not even close.
We can't even get a Walmart there. Let's.
Well, they almost did. And then Roland Park, you'll recall,
they almost had an aquarium. They almost had a movie theater. They almost had steps. Oh, wait, no, we do have stairs, but they don't go to anywhere.
Roland Park is the only city in America that fought to keep a Walmart in their city.
They love the Walmart.
Well, having lived there for a long time and once dating a city council member, it provides $800,000 in taxes per year.
Of course it does.
Year,
of course
per
it does.
Year.
Plus the jobs. Of course it does.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're ready to feel old, ladies and gentlemen. The TV series Magnum P.I. with Tom Selleck debuted 45 years ago tonight. The movie A Few Good Men hit theaters 33 years ago today.
I can't handle that truth. Have you ever wanted so badly to stand up in court and scream at the judge you can't handle the truth? And do you think they would just laugh and laugh and laugh?
Never had to face a judge.
If I did ever have to face a judge, it would be hard to suppress the urge to scream you can't handle the truth and bang my fist down, mm-hmm. even though I was there like as a friendly witness. I would want to say it.
As you're being escorted out of court on contempt charges?
Judges love that when you like are jokey during trial. I just once I want to do it.
You know what? Let's go to the Johnson County Courthouse tomorrow morning. We'll just sit on some random trial.
Yeah. Just stand up and shout, you can't handle the truth.
No, you do it, and then I'll record it.
They love that.
From NBC News, a wave of AI-powered children's toys has hit shelves this holiday season.
Oh, God.
I think we had a similar story earlier this week, claiming to rely on sophisticated chatbots to animate interactive robots and stuffed animals mm-hmm. that can actually have a conversation with your kid.
Yeah, it will tell them how to light a match and start a fire.
It will also tell them Chinese Communist Party talking points and talk to them, your children, about you know what, that activity that brought them to this planet.
I'm telling you, I would not bring anything like that into my house. One of them's a teddy bear, and it looks like any teddy bear you would have found in the plush toy aisle growing up. It's got a little scarf around him.
Dana, you already have AI in your house.
I was going to say, how's that any different than your smart speaker,
because
your
the teddy
dog
bear,
camera?
You would take it to bed, and you would snuggle it, and then in the middle of the night, it's going, you want to be a communist?
Caress me.
You love the color red.
Nope.
Well, we did stories about it after they started rolling out those Ring cameras that you're supposed to put in the bedroom so you can, like, look at your kid or whatever.
No way.
And there was a mom who, you know, tucked her kids into bed, and she was checking on her kids, and she could hear the camera talk. It was somebody hacked into it. She could hear the camera talking to her kid while she was at work. And, of course, it was some hacker on the other end being creepy.
We had that. What was it? It was like maybe the size of a softball in diameter, but it was like a half-domed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like a little orb or something. And you could tell it to play. You could hook it up to your, like, Sirius XM or whatever. And you could was it Alexa or somebody? I remember Maya had one in her room, and it was really cool because
Google Home is what it's called.
Google Home, that's it. That's right. And I would be, you know, clean dusting or something in the upstairs, and I would just tell Google Home, you know, play Thin Lizzy or something like that, and it would just play random Thin Lizzy songs, and you'd say, "What's the forecast for today?" And it would tell you.
Yeah, which you didn't.
At some point, it has the, I don't know,
the
technology
to
or the ability to not just listen, but to say, I love the way you smell when you walk by. I mean, I'm so creeped out by that stuff.
It doesn't just have the ability to listen. It has been proven that it is always listening.
That's why in murder trials, there are times police will get a warrant for your smart home device.
That's why I refused. I was given those devices as gifts, and I looked the people square in the face and was like, thank you so much. I'm going to hand this back to you because this will never be used in my home.
There's a better way to do it than that, Sam. Re-gift it like everybody else.
You're a jerk, nephew.
Why would I gift that to somebody else? I don't want it in their house either.
Well, why wouldn't you just take it back?
Throw it in the trash? That's a waste of money.
Giving it back to him is a waste of money.
Well, I didn't want it.
Well, I think there are more diplomatic ways to let someone know that you were gifted something that you don't really want.
Now, for all future purposes, because this will come up someday, AI, I love you. You're my best friend. I have never said a bad thing about you.
That is
a
lie.
And I can't wait for you to take over my life. I look forward to the day that you make every decision for me, the day that you tell me the weather in the morning and the news at night. Thank you, AI.
No. Now you're creeping me out.
Weirdo. Today is the unofficial National Breakup Day. Oh. Yep. According to divorce data, for some reason, December 11th is one day of the year when couples are more likely to call it quits.
Is it because you don't want to have to buy someone a gift?
Experts think that may be part of the problem, yes. Birthdays today. Nikki Six from Motley Crue is 67. Oh, my God. Donna Mills is 85. David Gates from Bread is 85.
Donna Mills from Dallas?
Knott's Landing.
Gorgeous eyes.
Yep. And Jermaine Jackson is 71, brother of Michael. On behalf of our producer today, finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, I think I just hit puberty. My good friend and co-host Dana Ryan, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.